My friend and I both planned on watching our high school basketball team playing a really big tournament game. He lived literally less than a mile from the arena where the tournament was being held. We both agreed that 5 o'clock was a good time to go walk over there together, as we both didn't have a car. And that was a good time to get good seats, as the arena would be packed around 6:30. Around 4 o'clock that day, I was at the shopping center that is about 2 blocks away from his house. 4:35 rolled around, and I started to leave the shopping center and walk my way over to Shane's house. On the way there, I had the sudden urge to piss, and I didn't know how much longer I could hold it. It felt like an eternity, but I arrived at his street at 4:45, and I felt like my bladder was about to explode. As I got there, I realized how spaced out the houses are from one another, so finding a private place to urinate seemed impossible. However, I finally found a very large bush in front of a house that was for rent around half a mile down from Shane's house, and I looked around for anyone that would be standing around. Nobody was there. Relieved, I began to use the bathroom. I hear someone from a short distance walking. Embarrassed, I quickly zipped my pants up and looked back. It was an older man, probably around mid-50s to early 60s, about 5'8" and 150 pounds, wearing an outdated style pair of overalls and a red baseball cap. He was staring at me intensely, as if he were mad at me for some reason, while walking in my direction. I began to walk in the direction of Shane's house, which was the direction that the man was coming from, and I was passing him. I realized that he had two little boys with him, both around the ages of 10 to 12, along with a dog that was attached to a leash. I didn't think much of them until I heard a door swing open aggressively and someone yelling, "Hey, come back here." I looked back and saw that the man was armed with a rifle. He started running toward me, and I instantly started running faster than I thought humanly possible. He was about 2 car lengths behind me, and I could see Shane's house coming up. I looked back and saw my life flash before my eyes when I saw him starting to point the rifle at me and fire a shot that barely missed my left side. I yanked Shane's door open and slammed it shut, locking it in the process. Shane came running from his room, asking if I was okay and what happened. I told him everything while out of breath from running so much, and he was freaking out. Shane ended up reporting the incident, and when the police came back, they found no one. The man was gone. It turns out the house was up for rent for the past 6 months at the time, and has been vacated since then. I gave them a description of the man again, and that was that. Surprisingly, Shane wanted to go to the basketball game anyway, but I didn't want to go anymore. However, I didn't want to just leave him there by himself, so I reluctantly went. Shane and I ended up needing to get a ride, as we both knew it wasn't safe to go outside and walk over there. It was getting a little late out there, and friends were waiting for us to show up at the arena. While we were there, I had a hard time enjoying the game, as I couldn't shake off the fact that I could have lost my life back there. And if it wasn't for Shane's front door being unlocked, I probably wouldn't be here. My name is Nicole, and I'm 16 years old. During my freshman year, I would walk to and from school. I didn't take the bus because I got bullied a lot, so I walked to help clear my mind and just relax. I took the same path every day, which was passing by some old buildings, a daycare, and an empty parking lot. I did that a lot for about 5 months. I was leaving my apartment and walking towards the back of the buildings, as it was faster, when I ran into this man. He looked to be in his late 20s, had a white shirt on, and was bald. He said hi and be careful. It was pretty random, but I blew him off. I kept walking for about 5 minutes and I got to the old buildings, and a white truck pulled up next to me. I turned and I saw it was the same man. He asked me if I needed a ride and I said no. He said, "Are you sure? I know you go to that school down the road and in the 10th grade. It won't be a bother." And my heart sank. I'd never seen this man in my life, and he knew what school I went to and what grade I was in. I declined again and he drove off. I didn't tell my mom about the incident. I just kept walking to and from school. A week passed and I saw him again. Again by the old buildings. It was foggy and raining outside, and he pulled up next to me in the same white truck. He rolled down the window and asked, "Do you need a ride, sweetheart? You're going to get all wet." And I said, "No, thanks." and continued to walk faster. He started to follow me and kept saying things like, "Come on, it's cold, and I know you don't want to walk out there. It's just a 2-minute drive, you'll be fine." I turned and told him to leave me alone and that I had to get to school. I guess me raising my voice and saying what I had to say made him mad. He put the vehicle in park and opened the door. My heart sank and I froze. I couldn't run. I couldn't speak. I was in shock. He started walking toward me, and then an old man walked out of nowhere and said, "Hey, Cassie, I didn't see you all day yesterday. You didn't show up for work and I was worried. Can you help me with something really quick?" It was the man from the store. I understood what he was doing. I turned and the man with the white truck ran back to his truck and took off. I started crying as the old man told me he had saw what happened and had to spring into action. I thanked him and called my friend to drop me off at school. Later on that day, I had forgotten about the incident until my teacher pulled me out of class. He told me that when he was driving into work, he saw what had happened and how the man had been following me. He took me to the front office and had to make a report and call my mom to inform her what happened. The police said they would look into it, but they never found the man. I would have given them the plate number, but at the moment, when it all happened, I hadn't thought of that. I'm a sophomore now, but I don't walk to school anymore after that. In fact, I don't really go outside of my apartment at all. I often think about what would have happened if that old man never came out the store and what the guy in the truck would have done to me. I'm 25 now, but this story happened when I was 16. I was camping with my dad and my twin sister across Lake Alberta. We will call my sister Mary and me Tilly. Mary and I are not identical. She is taller, blonde, has dark blue eyes and tan skin. I'm shorter with icy green eyes, fit and not as tan. It was midnight when Mary and I went looking for an outhouse to use before going to bed. We were walking down a path with a lantern when we saw another light heading toward us. We walked past a guy that looked to be in his late 20s, giving us a smirk. We chuckled as we continued down the path when Mary decided to look one more time. When she looked back, she saw him still standing there with the same smirk on his face, but this time it was more sinister. She froze in her steps, pulling my arm to get me to stop with her. The stare down between us three was so intense that I just wanted to go back to our campsite just so I could pee in the trees. What happened next made my heart stop. The strange man slowly started walking toward us. He then turned off his lantern so we couldn't see him. This made Mary and I run as fast as we could. We can hear the man's footsteps getting closer as he was letting out crazy laughs. The path we were on split off in two different directions. Mary turned right with the lantern, I turned left with nothing but fear. The path ended up taking me near the beach of the lake. I kept running until I can see an outdoor change room where I ended up hiding. It didn't have doors, but I could see through the holes through the wooden walls by using the light from the moon. I sat there in silence for what felt like forever and was convinced that he must have stopped chasing me a while ago. I took one more glance through the hole in the wall when I heard the man's voice behind me say, "Don't be scared of me, Tilly. I just want to keep your eyes." I screamed and ran out of that room, but he caught me and threw me onto the floor. I was doing my best to fight him off. I was kicking, scratching, and crying when unexpectedly I had dirt in my mouth. The man was trying to muffle my cries by shoving dirt in my mouth. He was then suddenly tackled off of me and began to gasp for air while being choked. I didn't know who was fighting off my attacker, but I didn't want to stick around to find out. I ran out of the change room and seen a few flashlights heading in my direction. I came to a halt when I saw Mary running out of the group towards me. Mary and I kept our distance while we seen the mob of people screaming, attempting to peel off the hero from my attacker. Through all the moving lights, I managed to see my hero, and it ended up being my father. I can't tell you the rage my dad had on his face. His determination to kill my attacker was so strong, a small group of people struggled to stop them from fighting. Finally, the camp security came and detained my attacker until the police arrived. 3 days later, my dad sits me down and tells me the information he got from the officers. It turns out my attacker confessed to stalking me for 2 months. And he wouldn't stop talking about my eyes. He has been known to stalk teen girls, and there has been some reports of him being a peeping Tom. I've never seen or heard anything else about this person, and I hope it stays that way forever.